That is the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, to Belgium now, which is lifting some of its lockdown restrictions as infection rates decline. But this small country has been hit hard by COVID-19, nearly 8,000 deaths, and they've been using new technology to help with social distancing. Rombit, a company which focuses on the maritime industry, has created a wristband that's being worn by dock workers in the port of Antwerp. John Bakelmans is Rombit's CEO. John, what does this wristband do?
Hey, Robin, thanks a lot for having us. So the wristband will keep people safe. The issue is that there is this new economy, the 1.5 meter. I think you guys say the 6 feet economy, where people want to be kept away from each other so that they cannot spread the virus further. The bracelet keeps people from each other and still working safe.
Well, because what? It buzzes when workers get too close to each other?
Correct. Yeah, it vibrates, and the closer you get, the harder it starts to vibrate. And when you go back to the safe position, it stops vibrating.
Now, look, we know you've already created wristbands for port workers, and they wear them in case of a hazard or to keep them out of certain zones. In that last one, John, it sounds like, you know, a dog collar, you know, that when they get too close to the invisible fence, they can't pass it. Is it that same technology for the workers to keep them out of maybe a more dangerous work zone?
Yeah, and that's exactly how we came to this idea. Huh? We were creating geofencing type of solutions to keep people in or out of certain zones. And that's why we had already the base technology. In a record time of a couple of weeks, we adjusted our software to make sure that they can work safely again.
Well, you know, we of course are thinking that this technology has been used for people under house arrest. They have ankle bracelets. They can't take off, or, you know, in South Korea, which has been terrific at, you know, tracking citizens with COVID-19, there's a bracelet they wear to see if anybody's left their quarantine, if they've been asked to go into quarantine. So, you know, some serious uses for this technology. But, you know, when I mentioned that it sounds like a dog collar, have you had people object to this notion that they're treated, you know, kind of like animals that are confined behind an electric fence? And, you know, people are capable of keeping 6 feet away from other people?
Yeah, so I want to put one thing straight. Huh? There is no way that people are being tracked from a location perspective per se. So we have communication between the different bracelets, and those bracelets themselves do not communicate position. There is no radio technology whatsoever to communicate outside of the bracelet. Because I agree with you, things like privacy, as you know, Europe takes those things very seriously. And of course, we would never have had even a possibility to go with this kind of solution to the market if there were privacy concerns. So we don't take those things very lightly.
Well, but you know, yeah, and I hear you, and we want to make that clear. There's no gathering of information here, but what about that notion that, you know, people are being zapped? I mean, it does have a whiff of, you know, treating people like animals. And, you know, I'm wondering if people are thinking, we don't need this. We can make these decisions ourselves.
Yeah, of course, that's the last thing we want to do, is treating people like animals. We talked to a lot of workers, and they say, listen, when we're getting into the swing of things, we might forget that safe distance kind of new way of working. And that's why they say it actually is going to help them, especially in the first, you know, couple of days, couple of few weeks, stay safe while working. And we believe that over a period of time, they will keep a safe distance naturally.
Well, we understand you've received requests from 500 companies in nearly 100 countries. So do you see it being used? Let's say you pick one up when you go into the supermarket and just slip it on so you don't have to think about social distancing when you're shopping.
We actually created this device for workers in a more business environment. Of course, we get these requests. Can we handle those? Yes, we could. We want to give priority to those companies who can also use the bracelet for safe working under a crane, for example, in a port environment. If people want to create these geofences around a bracelet so that people can work in safe environments. And that's why we are working first with companies who can use it in that perspective versus only for social distancing.
What a great idea there. John Bakelsman is the CEO of Rombit, the Belgian tech company that's developed this wristband to help workers see when they've come too close to another worker. We'll have a picture for you at herenow.org. John, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity, Robin, and have a great day.